Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio on issues, people, and events. I'm Tyler Smith. Mayor Jamie Mayo and other officials are rounding up the community for the 16th annual Bayou Black Open Rodeo this weekend. Cowboys and cowgirls are invited. Media coordinator Rod Washington joins me in studio for more details. Rod, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Man, so the 16th annual Bayou Black Open Rodeo, 16 years of doing this, all started by Mayor Mayo. So kind of start off by telling us what inspired the mayor to start this event.
Well, thank you for letting us be here, and we're happy to be at this point to say we're having the 16th annual Bayou Black Open Rodeo. As you mentioned, Mayor Mayo brought this idea to the city. He heard about a black rodeo and went to Longview, Texas to check one out. And actually, the same promoter who puts it on there does ours and has done ours for the last 16 years. When he saw this as an opportunity, educational opportunity, to expose more of our community to the lifestyle of the cowboy and the fun and I guess you can say family atmosphere of rodeos. And so we've brought it back here and we've made a grand event of it.
Absolutely. And speaking of the history of cowboys, and also I think worth mentioning here is that cowboys, even I mean now and even back in the day, were very diverse group of individuals.
Mm-hmm. And that's correct. You know, some of the events that you see in rodeo competition were actually invented by African-American cowboys who, you know, were very much part of the West. And so it's something I think all of us have a little cowboy in them. It's something about being outside, being on a horse and the dirt, putting on some boots and even a cowboy hat. So it's really grown into something that people look forward to each and every summer.
Right. And you say everyone has a little cowboy in or a cowgirl in them, rather, and they'll certainly have a chance to bring that out this weekend. Let's talk more about the event. It's coming up this Saturday, but you guys have a series of events taking place before the actual event.
Yes, that's right. Actually, we're going to kick things off on Friday with a press conference at the Civic Center Arena lobby, and we'll just go over the details of the event. We know the press will be out there, and it actually is declared, Mayor Mayo's declared Friday, August 19th, as Western Day, so we're encouraging everyone to put on your Western gear. So a lot of people at City Hall or with the city will have on their jeans and boots and cowboy hats and things of that nature. We look forward to it. It's a good, fun kickoff to the weekend. But Saturday morning on August 20th, we have a parade, our annual rodeo parade. It starts at the Louisiana Purchase Gardens and Zoo at 9 o'clock. People will start lining up probably 7, 8 o'clock. We have riding clubs, school groups, individuals throughout the community who participate. Thousands of people will line up in about a 2.5 mile course from the zoo to the Civic Center, where we'll be throwing out the candy and all that stuff like you do at regular parades. It's a good kickoff that morning. Then when we get to the Civic Center, there's tailgating there. Starts at 11 a.m. A lot of the rodeo cowboys who are participating in the rodeo have their family with them. So they're in trailers or mobile homes, and they'll get in the parking lot, fire up the grill, and then those who are participating in the parade will stop and do that as well. And you have RVs set up there, and it's like a tailgating at a football game, cooking and music and all of that. And some of the preliminary events for the rodeo will be going on at that time. And then, of course, during that morning at the convention center, there's a small business expo and a community health fair. Now, we've done the small business expo for a number of years now, and it's just an opportunity for networking and information sharing. But the health fair, I think this is our second year doing it. The Zeta Phi Omega chapter of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated is leading that effort. It's from 11 until 3 in the convention center. And they'll be doing a lot of free services for the public. It's open to the entire public. You're talking about things like blood pressure checks, blood sugar checks, blood drive, information about Alzheimer's, and stroke, and heart disease, all that type of stuff. So it's really a good opportunity for people within the community who may not be able to break away from their job during the week to go to the doctor and ask questions, to talk to some people who are in the healthcare profession, who have access to information, and get some much-needed info that could help them or someone that they love. And then, of course, that night, Saturday night, is the main event. The doors open at 6 to the Civic Center Arena, and the show starts at 7. There's a grand entry. A little bit of a history lesson at the beginning about the Black Cowboy, and it's really patriotic. One of the cowboys comes in with a flag, running full speed on that horse. It's just beautiful. The lights are down, and it's a great event.
Absolutely, like you said, it's a great event. I mean, it's about fun, but also people also get to check on their health as well with this event. But one thing that's worth noting here too, Rod, is that this is benefiting the OK program of Monroe, and that is, from my knowledge, is sort of a recently implemented program. Just kind of talk about what the OK program is and why you guys are choosing to benefit this particular program.
Okay, the OK program, it's been here probably about 8 or 10 years. Mayor Mayo had a college friend who was a sheriff's deputy in Sacramento, California, and his name is Donald Northcross. And when he, Mr. Northcross, was seeing how much violence was affecting and negativity was affecting the lives of African-American males between the ages of 13 to 18, he wanted to create a program, and it was a male mentorship program ran through the sheriff's office there. And he actually ventured out on his own, created the OK, which stands for Our Kids Program, and he now has satellite chapters in multiple states. And so we have one in the police department. We're able to work with students at schools, high schools and middle schools, and we're able to use some of the proceeds from this event to further that program, which is ran through our Monroe Police Department.
Right, great event and for a great cause. Rod Washington joining me in discussion about the 16th annual Bayou Black Open Rodeo this Saturday, August 20th at the Monroe Civic Center, starting at 7 p.m. Rod, where can people go for more information?
You can go and purchase your tickets at Ticketmaster.com, or you can come to the Monroe Civic Center box office up until Friday the 19th, if you use the password COWBOY, you can get any ticket for $10. After that, on Saturday, adult tickets go up. So we want you to save money, and you're helping to benefit this OK program, so do what you can.
All right, Media Coordinator Rod Washington joining me in studio. Thank you for joining us. Find this and other Land Yaps on our website at kedm.org.